The following recording of Daf Ayin Gimel was taken from the previous shiur on Daf Ayin Beis and is being presented here again as a standalone recording.
As we make our way onto Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Aleph, that really the teretz to the Gemara's kasha v'libatli beruba. The reason there's no bittul b'roiv in our Mishnah is because we're dealing with a shor, and a shor is a davar sheva minyan. And it's true, it's not a davar that everybody counts. It's a davar that some people count, but it's not eisha darko limone shaninu, but rather it's kol shadarko limone shaninu. The question is, who's this tana in shas that holds kol shadarko limone? So you want to tell me it's Rav Meir from the Mishnah Masechta Zarla? Ha-nichal reish lakish. Elo Rabbi Yochanan, who said Eisha Darki Limonis, who's the Tana? So the Gemara said, Rabbi Papa said, Hai Tana Tana Litrikitzius, it's the Tana Litrikitzius. The Omar called Dova Shiesh by Minyan, anything that people sometimes count, Afilu Bid Rabbanon, even for Isure de Rabbanon, the halach is Loi Batal, it's not Batal, but Koshkin Bid Raisa. Certainly when you're dealing with Isure de Raisa, such as an Arsur, the Tana you learned in a Braiso, Litra Kitzius, Shedarsa, Alpi Eagle. So the context over here is that once upon a time, figs was a very important staple. It was something that everybody would eat. You'd eat fig cakes, figs this, figs that. So figs was a very, very important part of people's diet. And the way they used to make figs is, you would cut figs, you'd leave them out in the field to dry. Afterwards, they would cut off the stem, and they would then bunch all the figs together, and they had certain molds. So think of a round mold, like you're making a cake, a round mold. They would put it on top of this bundle of figs, and it would take on a shape. You know, depending on the shape of the mold, that would be the shape of this cake, and then they would sell it in the shuk. People, they would have these big cakes of figs. You'd cut off a little bit, you'd buy the whole thing, you know, whatever it is, and you'd end up buying this fig. So what happened over here was, there was a litra of ketzias. A litra is a shear, like a liter, of ketzias, of dried and cut figs. Shedarsa alpi igol, and somebody took this round mold, and he, that had figs in it, and he took the mold, and he put it on top of figs, and here's the punchline, that was truma. The any idea, but this person's running a commercial factory, he has a whole bunch of these eagles, and he just doesn't know which one of them was the one that he put the truma on. So he knows that the top of one of these molds has a little bit of truma in it. He just doesn't know which one. He has 100 of them, he has 200 of them, whatever it is, he has a massive factory. And he knows that one of them has in it a little bit of truma. So what are you supposed to do with it? Or darsal pi chavis, or if instead of using an eagle, he used the chavis, he used a barrel, same difference, he used the barrel to give the fig cake this form. Or al pi kiveris, use the beehive. People would sometimes use beehives to make these fig cakes. So Rameyo said that it was a machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So you often in Shas you find the machlekes on Mayura and how to understand the Tana. It's not often in Shas that you find the machlekes Tanoim how to understand the Tana. So we have here in this Mishnah a machlekes, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, had to understand the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. So says the Gemara, you have to help that. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer said, Rabbi Eliezer held royin esal yoinois, kilo heim prudois, vatachtoinois, mailo esal yoinois. The halacha is that shruma is batel b'meir. It's not batel b'roiv, it's not batel b'shishin, it's batel b'meir. So if you'd have 100 times chulin connected to shruma, the halacha is it would be batel. Now what's interesting over here is that we know for sure that the shruma is on the edge of the eagle. It's on the edge of the chavis. It's on the edge of this kiveris. So the shayla is, can you use everything that's in the eagle to go now and be mevatel what's on the edge? Or maybe no, because being that I know it's on the edge anyway, it's not viewed as being nisarif with what's inside the eagle. Let's say the eagle is this deep. It's a foot deep. So, oh, and I know for sure the truma's on the edge. So why should I say that the truma on the edge is nisarif with what's above it? It doesn't make any sense. So l'chura, you can argue that there's no reason to allow me to use all that chulin to give me the shear of meya of chulin to now go be mevatel the truma. Stating that, Rabbi Lez, it's not the way it works. He says, royin es al yoinis. You look at the top part. That's where the pi ha'igul is. That's where the truma is. Kilu heim prudos. You look at it as if it's separated. V'atachtoinos, and everything beneath it, mailos al yoinis. It counts for the shir meya to be mevatel the truma. Rabbi Shua says, absolutely not. No way. I know for sure it's on the piv of the eagle. I can't use everything that's in the eagle to be mitzdarif. What's then the halacha? Im yesh meya pumen. If this yid, this soicher, had 100 of these molds, and we know, or 101 of these molds, one of them had truma, 100 of them didn't have truma. So then you could say the 100 pivs of the eagles could be mevatel the one that has truma. But to use everything inside the eagle to be mevatel, I know for sure that the truma is not there. So we don't look at it as being part of the taruvas. So Yeshua says, in yesh mea pumit, if there's 101 of these things, meaning 100 keneged the one, then yalu. Ve'imlav, if not, hapumin asurin, the pumin are going to be asav shalayim mutar. The flip side is that all the shalayim is going to be mutar as well. Meaning what's on the bottom of the pot, what's on the bottom of the kiveris, the bottom of the eagle shouldn't be also, because we know for sure there's no truma there. That's the way Rameyer explained the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, according to Rameyer, there's a shittas Rabbi Eliezer that says a very big chiddush that says royenes al yoynes kilahem prudos, that you can cheshben everything in the eagle when you meshayer 100 times heter kineged the iser. Rabbi Yeshua says no, there's no reason you should be able to mitzdarf everything that's in the eagle. So Rameyer and Yesh Meyer Pumim Yalu Bimla Vapumim Masurim Vashlaim Bidam. Yehuda says he had a different beer. He had Rabbi Eliezer Oymim Yesham Kuf Pumim Yalu. In Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer was Rabbi Yeshua in Rameyer's version. I mean, there's no such sheet as Rabbi Eliezer says Rabbi Yehuda that you can be royenes al yoynes kidehim prudas. It doesn't make any sense. Why should you be able to do that? But rather, what it means is Rabbi Eliezer held sheet as Rabbi Yeshua that at least if you have 100 pumin. The 100 pumin could be mevatel. Rabbi Yeshua, I mean, it was Rabbi Yeshua's shita. Alibid Rabbi Yehuda is that afilu yesham shalosh meyos pumin. Even if you have 300, lo yalu. The halacha is it's still not going to work. What's the beer? What's the beer before we finish the brisa? The beer is because Rabbi Yehuda understood in Rabbi Yeshua that you can never be mevatel truma that's on the pit of an eagle. That if you have these figs at the mouth of one of these igulei devel, you cannot be mevatel. The reason you can't be mevatel is because it's a davar sheva minyan. It's chasha. Now, time is the gemara. Even if it's a davar sheva minyan, it's not eisha dark gelidma. It's not something that everybody counts. It's something that people sometimes count. So you want to have a tana that holds that there's no bittel by a kol she dark gelidma, is something that people sometimes count. I just found it. You know who it is? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Alibid Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yehuda, Alibid Rabbi Yeshua, who learned in the Mishnah of Litra Ketzia, is that there's no bittel at all. Not only can you be mitzdarf to tachtoinos to be mevatel el yoynos, even if you have 100 pumin keneged, you still wouldn't be able to mevatel it. The reason is because what's on the piv of this eagle is not something you can be mevatel. Why can't you be mevatel? There's bittel in everything. If milk falls into your meat, there's bittel. There's always bittel. Why in the world shouldn't there be bittel? The teretz is because it's not a tipas cholav. This is a davar chashuv. Why is it a davar? Because some people count it, but only some people count it. Oh, here's the Tana. So you wanted the Tana that holds that kosher dark limonis is chashuv and there's no bittel. That would be the Tana of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah that said that a shor niskel is not bottle. Our Mishnah that said that the chamish chatoyis and meis are not bottle. Why aren't they bottle? The reason they're not bottle is because they're shvarim. A shor is something that people sometimes count. Who's the Tana that holds that people that something that people sometimes count is chashuv, that it shouldn't be bottle? So the first attempt, that was the Dafayim Bay. The first attempt was that it's Ramei Shita by Chavilei Tilson, the Mishnah Masech Bezorla. The second attempt, that's Dafayin Gimel, it's Reb El Yehuda, Aliba the Reb Yeshua in the Mishnah of Litra Ketzias. The Brisa continues and the Brisa says, what would be if Darsa be Eagle, if a person was Deiris Truma that had chulin in it with the eagle, but he doesn't know what part of this eagle might have been very big. Right, so he doesn't know where exactly the eagle was. He doesn't know if it was Litzvayna or Lidrayma. So I feel a little kachem dig. So the halach is divya kol yalu. Everybody agrees in that case that the whole chavis, the whole eagle, would deem it starif to be mevatalit. Because here you don't know where it is. If you know it's on the piv, that's when you have this halacha that what's on the bottom of it can't deem it starif to be mevatal. But if you don't know where it is, then the whole eagle, all the contents of the eagle is considered the taruvas. If all the contents of the eagle is considered the taruvas, so it's pashid over there, that everything would be mitzdarif to be mevatel. Rav Ashi Yomar, going back to the original question, why is the sharam nisko? Why is the chatois hamesa in our Mishnah? Why is it not batel? Said Rav Ashi, afilu teimi rabbanon. You don't have to say that it's going according to the mandamra that holds kol shadar kelimonos, whether it's Rameir in the Mishnah Chavilei Tilson, whether it's Rab Yehuda Alibid Rab Yeshua in the Mishnah of Litra Ketzias. It's everybody. Afilu teimi rabbanon. Everybody could hold that way. Why? Because Bali Chayim Chashivi. Because the Shor is a Bal Chai, v'loy Batli. And a Bal Chai is Chashiv, a Bal Chai is not Batli. Yeah, when you're dealing with eggs, you're dealing with Tavlin, you're dealing with Litra Ketzias, then you have to clear it is Chashiv, it's not a Bal Chai. A Bal Chai is Chashiv. What's the question? So if a Bal Chai is Chashiv, how could you tell me a person, even a behemoth, how could you tell me it's Batli, Bali Chayim Chashivi, v'loy Batli? But the Gemara is not finished. Fate the Gemara Nachakash. So we said the first sugya here in Perek HaTaruvos is we have a Shara Niskel, one of the Chatoyis HaMeisles, or Reuven Venerva, it was Nesarev in the Taruvos, the halacha is there's no betel. Afilu Echad Beriboy, the Gemara says there's no betel. Why not? Either because Dovash HaBeminyan or because Bali Chaim Chashivi, Veloy Batli. Freak the Gemara, I have an Eitzah. I have a way to be able to be Machshir this Taruvos. Be able to bring karbonos from this taruvos without having to come on to Bittel Beroiv. What's the Eitzel? The Nimshach, the Nikrav Chad Minayu. Why can't I just schlep out one animal from this taruvos? The Neima, and let me say, call the Parish, Meruba Parish. And let me assume that this obviously came from the Roiv. And really, in order to properly understand the Gemara's Kasha, need a little bit of an intro. Not a long intro, but the point is that we know that the word Roiv comes up in many places in Shas. But not all Roivs were created equally. The theory of Roiv is all the same. And all Roivs are learned out from the same pasuk in the Torah, Parshas Mishpatim, Achrei Rabim Lahatas. But there's a lot of different manifestations of the concept of Roiv. The one that we've been discussing this morning is where you have a taruvos. I have a pot, or I have a bunch of animals. I know most of them are kosher. One of them is problematic. I don't know which one is which. So there's halach of bittel b'roiv. We say that the miut is bottle to the roiv, and I now look at the whole taruvus, everything inside the taruvus, as if it's what the roiv is. It's a phenomenal chiddush, right? If something non-kosher falls into a pot where you have kosher food, the non-kosher becomes kosher. According to many Rishonim, the halach is you can eat it all b'vasachas. You can certainly eat it all. But according to some Rishonim, you can even eat it b'vasachas. Because it's nepach, the iser, to be like the heter. But the point is, there's a concept of bittel b'roiv. Then there's an idea where I have something in front of me and I don't know where it came from. And I know roiv is a certain way. Like, for example, the classic case of the Gemara is there were 10 stores in the city. 9 of the stores sold kosher meat. 1 of the stores sold non-kosher meat. I have a piece of meat in front of me. I don't know if it came from the kosher store or the non-kosher store. Being that roiv of the stores are kosher, so I could assume that it probably came from there. It's not a question of bittel. There's no bittel over here. There's no taruvos. It's just a piece of meat that has a suffix. I don't know where it came from. So there's a loch of bittel b'roiv. And then there's a concept of roiv that's mevaris sveikos. There's a roiv of umdeno. Roiv bilas achrabal. Roiv people are not treifos. Right, there's a whole bunch of different roivs that you find in Shas. Till the ikur sugi over here is the roiv of bittel b'roiv. And that the Mishnah said there's no bittel b'roiv. If a shor aniskal is nisariv in a taruvos of other shvarim that are heter, a shor can't be bottle. Can't be bottle. Can't become toffle to a taruvos. Why not? Either because it's a dovash abiminyan or because it's a baal chai. But tainas the Gemara, let's forget about bittel. You're right, bittel is a very big chiddush. Bittel, what happens is, things are changing, there's nepach over here. Forget about bittel, forget about nepach, het, Israel liyos heter. Let's keep it simple. Why don't we just yank out one shor from this taruvos, say, call the parish, meruba parish, I don't need the shor to become bottle. I took it out of the taruvos. But let me say that just like if there's 10 stores in the city, 9 of them sell kosher meat, 1 sells non-kosher meat, the piece of meat is assumed to have come from the Teisha Chanuyos, because it's called the parish, Meruba parish. So let me pull out one shor and say, call the parish, Meruba parish, and why can't I have that roiv? And for that, there's no halach of Davash HaBeminyan. For that, there's no halach of Baal Chai. Those are svaris and bittel b'roiv. I don't need bittel b'roiv. I can work with the other roiv, with the roiv of call the parish, Meruba parish, says the Gemara. Get the nimshoich. Let's pull out one shor. The nikrav chad minayo. Let's be makrivit. The neima, and we'll assume call the parish, Meruba parish. Zok the Gemara, that doesn't work. It's nimshoch. That's aleph beis. Havale kavua. The chol kavua. It's true that the Gemara says call the parish, Meruba parish. But the Gemara also says kol kavua kemechza amechzadami. The basic understanding of kol kavua kemechza amechzadami is take the same case. There were 10 stores in the city. 9 of them sold kosher meat, and 1 of them sold non-kosher meat. So what's the halacha? The halacha is that if you find a piece of meat, you could assume it came from the 9, not from the 1. We can assume it's kosher meat. What would be if I bought the meat from one of the stores? I physically walked in, I swiped my credit card, I bought the piece of meat. I just don't remember which store I bought it from. Did I buy it from the kosher one or from the non-kosher one? If I myself take the dover that was parish from the taruvus, al zeh nemar kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. Now how kavua works and how you reconcile it with so many sugis and shas, anytime you see the word kavua, you know you're going to have long taisvus in, which means short dafin, but you know you're going to see long taisvus in. It always comes along because kavua is a shveris sugya. But that's the aleph base, that the only time the halacha of called the parish, Meruba parish is if it was parish. When I found it, when I picked it up, it was already not part of the taruvos. But if I take it out of the taruvos, then the way we look at it is we look at the mir as if it's mechzah mechzah, as if it made up half of the taruvos, and we don't say that it was parish meiroiv, it was parish meirechza. You don't have the halach of called the parish meiruba parish. So the Gemara is saying, what do you want? You want to go ahead and pull one out? I mean, this is taruvos 101. This is called the parish 101. Have a lay kavua v'chal kavua kemechzah mechzah dami. So the Gemara says, you're right. That's not what I meant. What I meant was ela nichbishinu. What we should do is we should force the animals to go away. We're not going to pull out one animal. The animals are all cooped up somewhere. We're going to knock it down. Nifritz, like a hakoinis type of mishnah. We're going to knock down the fence. Let the animals go to Vildavit. And then we'll take one out. But when I take it, it won't be coming out of the tarubas anymore. So it's not a kol kavua kemechzah mechzadami. Ela nichbishinu denaydi rashi yakuf oisam sheyonudu. Let's force them to move. Lahavik kavua. And then we could say call the parish meruba parish. Zok the Gemara Amar Rava. Rava said gzeira shema yavoyu yudkei hanim bevasachas v'yikrivo. You know what we're worried about? We're worried that what's going to happen? You're going to take an animal and you're going to be, let's say there were 10 animals. 9 of them were good zvachim, oilis, chatois, good gishmakir karbonis, and one of them was a shayna nesko. We just don't know what's what. Right? So what are you going to do? You're going to go and you're going to make it a parish. You're going to take one, you're going to bring it as a carbon. What's going to happen if another kohen is going to go afterwards? He's going to bring another one. And another kohen is going to go afterwards, he's going to bring another one. And you're going to end up bringing 10. You're going to end up bringing so many that now we're ready, you are makriv the roiv versus the miut. Now it's going to be chayzev v'neir, huvra adavu l'mafreya, that what the one that I was makriv wasn't anymore from the roiv, because to the contrary, we already makriv the roiv, and you don't have a right to be makriv. So we're concerned that maybe after you are makriv, this one parish, other kehanim are going to go, and they're going to do the same thing. But the Gemara says, "Amalei hu mirabanan l'rava el meyata megisa asira mishum shemi yavoyu yud kehanim bevas megisa asira." So you should be worried that. So that's it. I can't bring the carbon now. I have to worry that maybe the dam will be possible, the emur will be possible. It's the Gemara's way of saying that. Do you? Rashi says koloima, right? What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say that there's no such thing as chayz of an air. Once we bring one under the premise of call the parish, move a parish, nothing can happen afterwards that can mess me up. So the Gemara says, I hear, but the Gemara says there's still a chashash. Mishum shema yavoyu yud kehanim bevasachas v'yikru. Maybe they'll do it at the same time. Oh, if 10 people will do it at the same time, so then you're not going to have to call the parish. But the Gemara says, "Tvasor kehanim bevasachas mi'efshar." Is it efshar litzamtzim that 10 kehanim at the same exact second? Presumably, won't happen at the same second. Each one is going to happen individually. If each one happens individually, for each hakrava, you do have to call the parish meruba parish. Elo marava, so Rava said, "Mishum kavua." You're right. What I'm saying is that I'm worried that if you're going to go ahead and be makrivit in this context, you may be makrivit even without first spreading the apart. If I take one out after I spread it, that's called the parish meruba parish. But if I leave them together and then I take one out, that's called kavuka mechza mechzadami. The Gemara's kash is, why in the Mishnah yamusu kulam? Why don't we just spread them out and then take one out? It should work. But it's gzeira, because it only works if you do it perfectly. You have to first spread them out and then schlep it out. But if I don't first spread them out and schlep it out, then I was makriv something I'm not allowed to be makriv on the mizbeach. So we're not going to take chances. We're not going to take any risks. That's why the halach is yamusu kulam. You want to know if there's an eitzah? Yeah, the eitzah is not bitul beroiv. The eitzah is called the parish meruba parish. But it's only going to work if you follow the guidelines, the very, very strict guidelines. If you don't follow the strict guidelines, you can mess it up. Stakes are very high. You do it right, it's called the parish meruba parish. You do it wrong, it's called kavur kamechza mechzadami. The yisoid of the Mishnah's psak halacha yamusu kulan is we don't want to take chances. There's no bitul beroiv because it's a davish of a minion, or because balchayim are not batul. The reason you can't take call the parish meruba parish is because you would have to work it out perfectly, and the chachamim were not willing to take that risk. In theory, could you do it? Yes. But at the same time, the Chachamim weren't willing to take that risk. That's why the Mishnah said, Yamusu Kulan Exhale. So before we go weiter, or before we end, just a little bit of raid. That is, that the Mishnah is discussing a halacha of a shor hanesko that was nesarev in zvachim ksheir. And the Mishnah says the halach is afilu be'achas beriba yamusu kula. And the question in the Gemara is why? V'levat v'beruba, davar shebeminyan, bali chayim, kol deparish, kol kavua. We touched on some of the sugyas chamurois in Shas as it relates to the halachas of roif. The Achreinim ask a kasha. Rabbi Chaim Moshe asks it in Achiezer, but other Achreinim ask the kasha as well. That what's the havamina of the Gemara that there should be a halacha of bitul beroif on a shor hanisko? that the Shor HaNiskel should be bottled to all the Zvachim that are Hekdesh. A Shor HaNiskel, you can't be Makdesh. If I can't be Makdesh a Shor HaNiskel, then how in the world could you say Bittel B'Roiv, and that the Miut is Nepach to the Roiv in this Taruvos? How could you take something that's not Hekdesh and make it Hekdesh? Bittel B'Roiv has powers, but Bittel B'Roiv should take a Shor HaNiskel that doesn't have Kedusha and give it Kedusha al yedei the din bittel, tainin da achroinim. That's not something that should be able to be done. Now, you could always say the Mishnah is discussing where it was hektish beforehand. Ayin Bachiezer, he discusses that. But the Pashtus is not that way. The Pashtus is we're discussing a Shor HaNiskel that's not hektish. It's not hektish, it was nisarev with animals that are hektish. Ordinarily, the Mishnah starts off by saying you would think there should be halacha of bittel b'roiv. What would bittel b'roiv mean? That every single animal in this taruvah is now a kosher animal. How could you have every animal be a kosher animal? In order for an animal to be kaddish, you have to be makdish. There's one animal in this taruvus that never had kedusha. So if it never had kedusha, and when it's a shor HaNiskel, you can't be makdish. So luchura, how in the world is there even a havamina that there should be a din nepach? Now, in order to fully appreciate this kasha, we have to take three steps backwards, and we have to speak out some geshmak raid, and then we'll come back to the kasha. And really, the raid begins with a well-known tshuva from the Oinig Yontif. The Oinig Yontif and Erechaim Simon Dalev discussed the following shiloh. We know that tzitzis have to be made b'shma. And the shiloh was where somebody was, he made tzitzis, that's what he did for a living, and he had tzitzis that had not been tavri l'shma, and he had a lot of other tzitzis that were tavri l'shma. And the tzitzis that weren't tavri l'shma got mixed up with the tzitzis that were tavri l'shma. And the shiloh was, can I sell the tzitzis or can I not sell the tzitzis? L'chura, I have tzitzis here that are pasul. Because if it's not tavri l'shma, the tzitzis are going to be pasul. But it was nesarev in the taruvus, where roiv of the taruvus were tavri l'shma. So maybe, just like there's a halacha of bittel b'roiv, there's a halacha of taruvah, it's of achri rabbi mahatis akala tayrakula. So I'm here to say the same thing. Let the tzitzis that were not tavri l'shma be bottled to the tzitzis that were tavri l'shma. Says the Oinig Yontif, the emes is, you can clear a very similar shayla. We know that matzah has to be made l'shma as well. Matzah has to be made l'shma. What would be if somebody had matzah that was not made l'shma and it was nisarev in a taruvos with matzahs that were prepared l'shma? Could I eat the matzahs b'leil Pesach and be mekayim my mitzvah b'erev teichlu matzahs? Could I sell it for $100 a pound or could I not? What's the shayla? Mitzad echad, I know there's matzahs over here that weren't made l'shma, but then again it was nisarev in a taruvos where rov of the matzahs were made l'shma. I think that the halacha always is that you go baser rov. So l'chura, go baser roiv over here and maybe say that the miut of matzis that weren't made l'shma should be bottled to the matzis that were made l'shma. Says the Oinig Yontif, a tremendous chiddush. This is a chiddush that was marish olamos. This is a chiddush that's quoted by the poskim over and over and over again. It's one of the most basic fundamental principles that you have to have when you go through sugyas of taruvus, and we're learning perek taruvus right now. Says the Oinig Yontif that that's true, that bittel has a koyach to take something that's aser, something that's pasul, and say that if it was Nesarev in a Taruvos, where Roiv in the Taruvos doesn't have that psul, Roiv in the Taruvos doesn't have that Isser, we're going to now view this Dover Hamuit as if it takes on the din of the Roiv, which is it's not going to have the psul, it's not going to have this Chisarn. Stating that, if I have something that was Nesarev in the Taruvos, and I want it to take on the din of the Roiv of the Taruvos, but in order for it to really get that din, it would further a Maisa. You would have needed a maisa in order for this status to be chal on this thing. Bittel b'roiv can't to oif maisa. So where I need the bittel to remove a chesar and said Oinig Yontif, bittel can remove a chesar. But when I need bittel to steltsu something, to steltsu maisa, that's something I cannot do. So says the Oinig Yontif, l'shma is a chalois that the person that's preparing the tzitzis has to have in mind in order for the tzitzis to be considered l'shma. I need to do something in order for it to be l'shma. Bittel can't be as if I did it. And as a result, you can't say that the dover that's not l'shma, that was nisarev with the thing that was l'shma, somehow is going to get the din l'shma. It can't do that. If there's a chasar, you have truma, you're not allowed to eat truma. So if I have truma, which I'm not allowed to eat, there's a psul, there's an iser attached to truma, truma's kaddish. But for a czar, for the man on the street, it's a problem. The fact that it's kaddish, that results in iser. So Bittel's going to say that if Roiv doesn't have this iser, okay, so now the dover bottle, the dover mut won't have this iser either. I have a chisarin, I'm going to remove the chasar. That's something that bittul could do. But if I'm missing something, if I'm lacking something, bittul can't shtel to something that I'm lacking. So if it's a felt lishma in these chutei tzitzis, bittul doesn't have an ability to give it lishma. Or if it's a felt lishma in the matzah, bittul doesn't have an ability to give it lishma. How is this matzah becoming lishma? How are these tzitzis becoming lishma? The Yontif assumed that for a davar pashut. One of the things that the Yontif says when he goes through this tshuva is he explains Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam that answers the kasha that we spoke about on Friday. We mentioned on Friday that Tosis asks a gevaldige kasha right here in the end of Zvachim Ayin Aleph and Ben Aleph, but this is really a Tosis in many places in Shas. Tosis says that the Gemara says in Masechtas Sanhedrin that if there were people that were on death row, there were Niskolim and there were Nisrofim, and they got mixed up. We don't know who's the Niskolim, we don't know who's the Nisrofim. So the halach is they always get the Misa HaKala. So the Gemara says, according to Reb Shimon that holds that Sreifas Chamura, so what's the halach? You give them Skila, you don't give them Sreifas. Tosis Medayik that it sounds like that halacha is going to be true even if roiv of the people were nisrofim. So you had a miut of niskolin and a roiv of nisrofim, and the miut of niskolin were nisar with the roiv of nisrofim. So the halacha is you're still going to give them skila. Why? Because you always give them misakal. Afraid toisvis v'oitshal Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Shimon says that you're always going to give skula. Why not? Why don't you say roiv? And toisvis, don't tell me you don't go bas a roiv when it comes to dinei nefashas. That was Friday's raid, because we know from the Gemara in Chulin Daf Yud Aleph on the base that you do go bas a roiv. And Rabbeinu Tam answered Rabbi Yitzchak. So imagine, one of the Bali Toisvis, he's sitting in front of Rabbeinu Tam, a fake the Magashmak Shaila. Why aren't the Niskolim bottled to the Nisrofin and say that everybody should get Sreifa? Rabbeinu Tam said that you don't go Baser Raif to determine what Misa a person is supposed to get. Very, very sus. Being that, anyways, they're getting either Skila or Sreifa, it's just a Shaila. Skila or Sreifa, but we, anyways, know you're getting Misa. To determine what Misa you're supposed to get, when it comes to that, you don't go baser roif. It's your dua. The Pesach HaChoyishin asked the Gevaldik Akasha. We know the halacha is that a bas koyin that's mizana, kisachil liznois, esovia himichalelas, be'ech tisarev, she gets reifa. So ordinarily, an eish ish, gets either chenek, or if she's a naim rasa, she gets skilo. But a bas koyin that's mizana, esovia himichalelas, be'ech tisarev, she ends up getting straight. Fake the tzois, every bas koyin, how do you know she's a bas koyin? Her father's a Kayan. It's all based on Roy Bilas Achrabal. I thought when it comes to determining which Misa you're supposed to get, you don't go Basir Roy. If Rabbeinu Tam is Gerech, that the Niskolin are not bottled to the Nisrofin. Why not? Because we don't use Roy. Roy Nisrofin to determine Be'ez Misa, being that anyways is a Chiv Misa. It's just the Shaila Velcha Misa. For that, there's no Roy. It's a Freik, the Ktsois HaChayshin, every Bas Kayan gets Reifa. She's Manav Shachin to get Misa. She's going to get chenek. She's going to get skila, like an ordinary eishes ish. No, because she's a bas koyin. So now we say, no, instead you're going to get sreifa. Shtel tzich defragda, the whole bas koyin's mitzius as a bas koyin is because of her yichus, which is roif bilas achrabal. It boils down to a roif. So isn't this the biggest raya in the world that you do go bas a roif to determine the eizem misa? How can Rabbeinu Tam say you don't go bas a roif to determine the eizem misa? Bas koyin teichich. It's the ktoisis kasha. Zokta in yontif, the kasha's a tois. The kasha's a tois. Because what did Rabbeinu Tam mean? You don't go bas. Roif works for everything. It can be matakol. Dover also Shabbat Torah with Roy, but to determine Eze Misa, that's where the buck stops. What's Pashim Shannon in Rabbeinu Tam? Zokta Yontif, you know what Rabbeinu Tam is saying? He's saying Unzer Yisoid. He's saying that Roy could only take away a Chesaron, but Roy can't create a Chalois. For a person to be Chayiv Sreifa, you need a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel to Paskin. Ploini is Chayiv Sreifa. Being that you need a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel, Bittul can't create a Gemar Din. Bittul could say that there's an Isser at Torah, a Zohar is not allowed to eat Truma. If it's Bittul, we remove the Isser. But Bittul can't say that if Roiv of the people in this Taruvas have a Gemar Din, they have this Psak, that they're Chayiv Sreifa, so now the Dover Mut is also going to have that Gemar Din. He's also going to have that Psak. He's also going to be Chayiv Sreifa. That's not something Bittul has an ability to do. And just like Bittul can't make Chutin that were not Tovim Lishma Lishma, and Bittul can't make Matzis that weren't prepared Lishma Lishma, Bittul can't take someone that doesn't have a Gemar Din, a Psak Fin Sreifa, and make him Chayiv. That's Rabbeinu Tam Gemein. Rabbeinu Tam never meant to say that you can't use Roiv to determine Eze Misa. Why shouldn't you be able to use Roiv to determine Eze Misa? And it's a Pasuk in the Torah, the Bas Koyin Teichiach. It's all based on a Roiv. But Rabbeinu Tam had to say something else. He meant to say, here we're dealing with a Bittul Beroiv. Bittul Beroiv, which works with Lamdis of Nepach, where the Mut gets the Din of the Roiv in which it was Nisbato. That doesn't work to create a Chalois. That's why you're not going to have this Halach over here. It's interesting, the Netziv in a tshuva, in the Meshav Dover, discussed this Shaila as well. So the Shail sent the Netziv the same exact Shaila that was sent to the Einu Yontif. And that is, he wanted to know if somebody has tzitzis that weren't Tavri Lishma, or Matzis that weren't Nefa Lishma, and it was Nisarev with things that were prepared lishma, you could or you can't. So the first thing that the Netziv discusses, do you even say bittul when it comes to mitzvahs? Interesting. Even you, could you use bittul? You find bittul in kol ha'teir kulu regarding yisurim. You have the iser truma, and you have a basu v'cholam and nevela. You always find it in the context of iser. Can I rely on a bittul b'rayv to create a chetzah shal mitzvah so that I should be able to go ahead and do a mitzvah? And he says it's pasha to me than it does that you would be able to. Then he says the lumdus of the oinig yantif. But then he says one other thing. The shoyl had an interesting ha'ara. He said that by him there was a sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah had a mistake. There was a mistake in the Sefer Torah. And they were trying to find the mistake in the Sefer Torah. They couldn't find the mistake in the Sefer Torah. So he wanted to know that with his hanacha that you could say bittul b'rayv even for mitzvahs. Maybe you could say that even though this Sefer Torah has in it a psul, but being that we can't find it, let the chisaron in the Sefer Torah be bottle to all the oisias in the Sefer Torah that are kosher. And let's say bittul b'rayv, it should be a kosher sefer Torah. Needless to say, the Netziv was not happy with the shayl. The Netziv said, "What? No way. Why not?" And the svar is very posh. What's the svar? Very good. Because over here, the sefer Torah is possible. There's no shayl in the sefer Torah is possible. The whole shayl is where I have tzitzis that are kosher, I have tzitzis that are possible. So you're going to tell me that the tzitzis that are possible maybe could be bottled to the tzitzis that are kosher. The matzahs that are possible maybe could be bottle to the matzahs that are kosher. Maybe, good. We have a svar from the Oinig Yontif. We have super duper lumdus to maybe be mechalek. Whatever. Maybe you can go down that line. But you need to establish that there's kosher and there's pasul, and the pasul is going to be bottled to the kosher. What's being bottled to what over here? The Sefer Torah is pasul. Once you have one oisachas and the Sefer Torah that's chaser, the answer is Sefer Torah. Is shayna pasul or Sefer Torah? You're going to tell me the words that are kosher words are bottled to the words. The word that's possible is bottled to the words that are kosher. Words is not a chefza b'fnei atzma that you can say this word is bottled to that word. The nekuda is that to say for Torah is possible. I mean that to say for Torah is vada possible. Avada, you're not going to have it. We'll end with this, and that is me'inyan le'inyan. You know, it's interesting. There's a truth from the Chassam Sofer. With the Chassam Sofer was that something else. There was a kahila where they had a possible sefer. They had an Aron Kodesh. They had 8 sefer Torah in the Aron Kodesh. One of the sefer Torah was possible, and they can't remember which sefer Torah is possible. And they're mishing backwards and forwards, and they can't find it. They pasha can't find the grace. They don't know what to do. Oh, say so here already, the shayl wanted to know. He said, can I rely on bittul b'rayv? Could I say, you're right, 8, 7 of them are kosher, 1 is pasul. Let's say bittul b'rayv. I'll pull one out, call the parish maybe. You know, okay, that's kavua, so you may have 8 on kodeshes. I'm not sure how you're going to work this out. But the point is, that was the shayl. The shayl was, could you say bittul b'rayv? So the Chassam Sofer said that this is already something that Ashley Ravervi already discussed. He brings that there's a tshuva from the Yad Elio, where the Yad Elio was asked the same shayl, and the Yad Elio wanted to be Mako. Listen to what he said. Listen to a chiddush. The Yad Elio said, because even though at first glance, what are you going to tell me? A Sefer Torah? Is there a more Dover Chashuv in the world than a Sefer Torah? So being that a Sefer Torah is a Dover Chashuv, Chaticha Rui L'Schabed, eggs, Chavilei Tilson, a Shera Nisko, a Sefer Torah? What's the Shaila? So of course the Sefer Torah is not a bottle. It's a Dover Shavim Minyan. Yeah, a Tyre Minyan. So what's the question? Of course a Sefer Torah is not a good one. What's the Hamamina that a Sefer Torah should be bottle? But the Yad Elio said a Chiddush. He wanted to shtel tzu that Taloch is that if you have a Chatichas Basa, a Chaticha Rui L'Schabed, literally, right? A piece of meat. And this piece of meat is Nisar of Netaruva, so it's a double chash if it's not bottle. Stating that, there's a halacha. Let's say the chaticha ruil is chabit. Listen to this. There's a kosher piece of meat, and inside of it there's a blia of non-kosher food. Then the halacha is you don't have the din of chaticha ruil is chabit. The only time you have the din of chaticha ruil is chabit is if the dovera osser is chaticha ruil is chabit. But if the dovera osser is a blia that's inside a chaticha ruil l'schabed. We don't look at the davar asr as being the chaticha. We look at the davar asr as being a blia, and a blia is not a chaticha ruil l'schabed. The blia itself is not a davar chasha. So you don't have the aloch of chaticha ruil l'schabed. So in the sefer Yad Elio, the Pesachei Tshuva brings this, by the way, in Reishayin Tes and Luchos Sefer Torah. In the Tshuva, Yad Elio, say he wanted a taina that a sefer Torah that has a tois could be the same thing, because the sefer Torah is not the issue. It's the mistake in the Sefer Torah that's the issue. The mistake is not Chashev. To the contrary, it's a mistake. It just passed the Sefer Torah. So he said that the Tos in the Sefer Torah is like the Bliya in the Chaticha Ruil Eschabed. And just like in the Sugi of Chaticha Ruil Eschabed, if the Chsorin is the Bliya in the Chaticha Ruil Eschabed, you don't have the Din that it's not bottled, because the Chsorin is not in the Chaticha, the Chsorin is in the Bliya. Here too, the Chsorin is not in the Sefer Torah. This Chsorin is in the Tos. Either way, the Chassam Sofer brings this Tshuva, and he says like this, Blav hachi divrei yad aliyo tmuin ve'enam lefich foydei. He thinks that this taina was enam lefich foydei of the yad aliyo. He says, what? He says, it's a toys god. He says, the reason by chatich haroi leschavid, if there's a bliya, there's no problem, is because in that case, we're obviously discussing where the bliya didn't make the whole chatich up us. If the whole chatich became us, then the whole chatich is vayta aser. Elamai, you have a bliya of iser that's living inside the chatich haroi leschavid. In that case, we say that even though it's in the chatich haroi leschavid, but being that the psul is only the bliya, the psul is not the chatich itself. There's no problem. But over here, once there's a mistake in the Sefer Torah, it's the same svar than it's if. The whole Sefer Torah is aser. And being that the whole Sefer Torah is aser, what's the difference if the Sefer Torah is aser because the whole Sefer Torah is aser? Or the Sefer Torah is aser because there's one letter, one ois in the Sefer Torah that's possible. At the end of the day, I don't have a kosher Sefer Torah. So the dover ha-possel is the Sefer Torah. And the Sefer Torah, of course, is a dover kosher, it's a chatich haru l'schabit. Based on that, the Chassam Sofer said it'd be a big problem. But Maisa, he ended up coming up with a kula and eitzah, with a svek sveka, maybe to be able to work out b'shas atchak, if you find yourself in such a situation, so you should be able to lay in and create a satayra based on a Rambam shita. That's already the income of kaimai. But the bottom line is, it's coming back to the kasha. Started off with a what seemed like an edel kasha. The kasha was that if a shara niskel that's not hektish was nisarav in a taruvis of zvachim, say bittel b'roy, let the shara niskel be bottle. Is it so posh that you can be bittel? Freik to b'chaim ezer, it should be totally in all this raid, because bittel b'roy can only take away a chesar. Bittel b'roy can't shtel to something, and in order for a shara niskel to be hektish, you'd have to shtel to hektish. We would need it to be chal hektish. Just like you can't create lishma and tzitzis al yidei bittel, you can't create lishma and matzis al yidei bittel. There's no bittel, maybe when it comes to sifrei Torah and askaris of lishma, etc., etc. L'chura, based on that, there should not be a din bittel on the to give hektish to the shara niskel. So l'chura, shtelzich the shayla, and we'll end with this. What's the habamita that should be bittel with the shara niskel? How in the world is there going to be bittel to create a chalas?